From group 9, we have Sarah Zare.
Okay, so we were the first group to talk about tomorrow's university today. And we started with the acceleration pre-existing programs. And one of the things that we talked about is that we have a lot of wonderful programs at the U of I, but we don't always have parents and students that are aware of them. So one of the first things we felt we should do is make sure that we are leveraging what we already have and make sure that people are aware of those things and using the programs that are available. So that was one thing we talked about. Then we talked about a lot about expanding differential tuition and kind of creating a strategic tuition pricing model where we already do have some students that pay more than others, but depending on the degree that they are working toward in the area. But there are certain areas where students have higher earning potential or there may be more demand by the state. And so we thought about pricing degrees by some of those things. So those things like demand, earning potential, cost of production, so how much it costs to actually educate the student in that area, and then incentivization based on state needs. So if there were certain areas that the state had specific needs or there weren't enough people in those areas, that we could then try to drive students toward those programs. Then we talked about some different other types of new ideas. One thing we talked about is with the professional schools, very often students have a model for internships and other types of things where it's ingrained in the curriculum, or even not in the curriculum, it's just something that most of the students do naturally as part of that program. And actually expanding that professional school model to the entire university, to some areas where maybe that's less common. We talked about the humanities and the arts. Students don't always have as many internship opportunities. And so trying to develop some of those things and working through career paths and options so students know what's available. We also talked about rewarding entrepreneurship in colleges, schools, and programs, trying to deregulate things, make the programs freer to do different types of things and try new types of models, look into more self-funding and self-sustaining, that sort of thing, and then focusing on increasing the profitability of undergraduate education. So those are some areas there. And then we also talked about modulized or self-directed learning, ways that students can potentially work at their own pace with online learning and other types of things that may be a possibility. And that also, again, could kind of feed into the differential tuition and pricing tuition based on how quickly students move, things like that. Then we talked a little bit about partnerships as well, of course. We talked about coordination of programs among the public universities in the state, meaning it might make more sense for certain universities beyond the U of I, but talking about are there ways that we could focus on certain areas in our university and then other universities focus in other areas. That was one thing we talked about. We also talked about partnering with industry and other professional organizations where students would work. And then one of the main themes of our discussion was looking at students as partners. And we talked about a state compact, but maybe having a compact with our students as well. Looking at return on investment for students and having the university be a little bit more agile so that they can provide students with the things that they need in order to be successful in their careers. And then we talked, of course, there's been a lot of discussion about a compact with the state, so we discussed that as well. And we talked a lot about institutional autonomy in exchange for meeting certain goals that would help the state move forward. In order to do some of these things, we talked a lot about agility and the fact that we would need to be a little bit more flexible in some of the practices that we currently have. We also might need to move forward before things are finalized. I think sometimes that's something that we often wait for, and then that makes things take quite a bit longer. We also talked about rewarding behaviors that we would want to incentivize, which I'm sure that we try to do now, but just paying a little bit more attention to that. And then maintaining institutional standards at all costs, and then engaging people at all levels in many of these things so that we can have people involved and buy into those things. For our declaration statement, we decided that we would like to We stated, by forging a compact with our students, we create strategic value for them and for the state. We are in this framework. We are the U of I.